Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and today on our program, we think about the importance of having peace in one's heart and mind. Now, many people are looking for peace. There is a Prince of Peace. There is but one, and that is the Lord Jesus. Now, the Prince of Peace is the giver of peace. If you don't know the Prince of Peace, then you do not know the peace of the Prince, or you don't know the peace of life. There is peace that comes to those who know Christ. Now, I want to take this and divide it up into a couple of areas. A person can be an enemy to the Lord and can get saved, and the Lord forgives them, as we all who are Christians have experienced. Only those of us who are Christians have experienced this peace of the Lord. So we can have this peace when we come into a right relationship with the Lord through faith in Christ. You see, there is no peace to the wicked. The wicked are like the troubled sea. They cannot rest. The sea just keeps dashing against the shore and against the rocks. It doesn't have peace. And the Lord is the one who gives peace. If you don't know Him, then you don't know the peace that God gives. Now, there are many who want peace, but they don't want the God of peace. They don't want the Lord ruling in their lives. They want to be in charge. They want to be on the throne. These are the fallacies of this day, is that people are saying, don't tell us what to do. Let us have our freedom. Let us have everything we want. We want the peace that comes with a good life and a righteous life, but we also want the pleasure that comes with sin. And we don't want to have any problems that come from the sin. They want to sin all they want to sin. They want to live a rebellious life as much as they want to, and don't want to have any to have to pay for the way they've lived. It doesn't work that way. Now, when we are saved, we are brought into a right relationship with the Lord, and peace is given unto our heart. Now, the Holy Spirit of God comes in. He's the comforter. He stills our troubled souls. But troubles come when we allow sin to come in. When we disobey the Lord, we are troubled. We're troubled continually. We rest little. We enjoy life little. We don't have the victory in our step, and we don't have hope that the Lord would give to us. There are continual problems because sin has come in. So what are we to do? Well, the Lord tells us that the reason why the peace is taken is because you've offended the Lord. You've offended the Holy Spirit of God. Now, sin offends the Lord. You can justify it, and you can go to man or woman to woman or people as long as you want to until they will tell you, you did all right, don't worry about that, and you have no peace. Now, you go to the Lord and tell Him what you've done. Ask Him to forgive you. Confess your sin to Him, and He will forgive you. That's the way the Lord will work it. He'll give you peace once you confess it. Now, if there are people you've offended, you need to go to them too. It's very important that you do. Go to the people that you've offended, and the Lord has said He'll keep you in perfect peace as you keep your mind on Him. That's where peace is. Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful again for the opportunity to minister the word of the living God. Bless, I pray thee, this program and this time together in thy word, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now take your Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 26. And this portion is one of the longer portions of the life of Jacob. The life of Isaac. And not a whole lot is said about Isaac. He comes on the scene. Most of the information we have in the book of Genesis dealing with the patriarchs is going to be on the life of Jacob, a lot on Abraham, but most of it will be on Jacob and some quite a bit on Joseph's life. But Isaac, living to be 180 years old, he's almost passed by. And look what we are at now in chapter 26, when the people now are asking Isaac to make a covenant with them. They said, "We certainly saw that the Lord was with thee, and we said, let there be now an oath between us, even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee, that thou wilt do us no harm, no hurt, as we have not touched thee, as we have done unto thee nothing but good, and have sent thee away in peace. Thou art now the blessed of the Lord." Now, as I read this story and as I read what the Lord has recorded about this situation, I see that they did mistreat them, but they apparently are going on the legality of the fact that they owned the land where the wells were digged, and they just took their property. They were the unreasonable ones, and they did not see where they had done wrong. I hasten to say at this point that people who don't know the Lord and are using themselves as the standard of right and wrong don't see where they're wrong. And what they consider right or wrong is not what the Lord considers to be right or wrong. The Lord's standards are different from those of the world. The Lord tells us that His way is different. And He shows to us that His way is different because light is different from darkness. And they said, "We've done nothing but good and have sent thee away in peace." Well, he had a memory of what they had done, how that they had been treated by them. He had feelings. His herdsmen had feelings. His servants had feelings. And they said, "Thou art now blessed of the Lord." And notice here that Isaac doesn't say, "But hold it, fellas, just wait a minute. I want to tell you a thing or two." Isaac doesn't bring that back up. I think Isaac was looking for peace. And I'll tell you something else about this scene. This man didn't do a whole lot of evil, and so very little is said about him. Now, where can we go with that? What can we do with this fact? Now, there were some things that he did wrong, but not a whole lot is said about him. A lot is said about Jacob. Does the Lord send to us a letter and say, "This month you did quite well. I want the whole world to know how well you're doing"? No, it doesn't work that way. The Lord, see, when you are like the Holy Spirit of God, you will be rewarded and you will work like He works. You'll work in quietness. You're not getting glory unto yourself, and you're not pointing to yourself. You're not seeking to make yourself known when you are controlled and ruled by the Holy Spirit of God. As we saw back in Genesis chapter 24, when the servant went and got a wife for Isaac, how this unnamed servant, how that he worked and brought back Rebekah, and how that Isaac was so glad to see her that he wept, and he was finally comforted for the loss of his mother when he took a wife, and their lives were very quiet. Now, that's the way it is, dear Christian. If you don't make a big splash in this world, but if you are faithful and if you believe the Lord and are living for Him, the Lord has taken note of it. I also looked in the book of Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 11. Again, notice how little is said about Isaac in this great book of the heroes of the faith. Verse 20, "By faith Isaac blessed Jacob." Didn't say, "By faith Isaac did right. No, by faith, Isaac laid hold of what God had said, and he lived by what the Lord had spoken. And you know what? That pleased the Lord. When you are willing to see what has God said, now I will live according to what he has said and how he has said I'm to live, you won't make a big splash. If you try to go out for something new, some new way, you're going to make a big splash in this world, and the world will look upon you as being a wonderful, great one. But you know what will happen? You'll be just like the mist that rises up in the morning, be gone as soon as the sun comes up. When you try to find some new thing, some new doctrine, you may make a big splash and make a lot of noise, like a dear old man, Mr. Ike Gillum, used to say, an empty wagon makes a lot of noise. That's not the way we are to be in this world, going through making a lot of noise. And there are people who feel like they do make a lot of noise. And I know people like that, and you do too. They make a lot of noise. And because they make a lot of noise, you think, why, they are really important. They're going somewhere. And there are people who feel like they have to make a lot of noise. They have to get themselves seen. Now, if you are serving the Lord, who do you want to be seen? Christ. Not I, not my will, but thy will. That's what the Lord Jesus himself said. And you are living like he would live if you're seeking to make the will of him known. Make his way known to this world. Isaac didn't have much written about him, but he was the child of promise, a great evidence of God keeping his word. And then in verse 30, they made them a feast. They did eat and drink. Now, this was something that these had invited Isaac to do. Isaac, again, did not hold a grudge. He didn't nurse a grudge. Was he a weak man? Should he have said, wait a minute now, let's make you settle this problem? No. And you know, if you don't strike back at people when they strike you, or use harsh words when they level harsh words against you, you are looked upon as a weak person. But the Lord Jesus was like that. You remember what the scriptures tell us in 1 Peter chapter 2 about our Lord? How that when he was reviled, he reviled not again. And when he suffered, he left us an example, and we're to follow in his footsteps. He did no sin. There was no deceit or guile or trickery found in the way he did things. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he didn't threaten, but he committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. That's the way the Lord would have us to do it. And by doing this, the Lord's name will be known, not yours. Make known his name, and we'll not be ashamed when we meet him in that day, because our one concern in this life has been to make known the way of a living God. Father, we thank thee again for this opportunity to minister the word, and we ask for power to do thy bidding and thy great pleasure. We ask in Jesus' name these things. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina at 920 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville, zip 29609. May the Lord richly bless you.